Thank you for listening to WSRB Lansing, Chicago. WYRB Rockford, DeKalb. Seoul. 106.3.
It's time for Real Talk, the Sunday morning show, bringing you information about the community and abroad. Here's your host, Bridget Hurt. Welcome to Real Talk with your host, Bridget Hurt. I am excited about today. We have an awesome show for you, and I have some wonderful information. You know, the Real Talk show is a community affairs show. We give you different information about what's going on in the community, and we also share important information with you. So today, there's about 48 million adults experience some degree of hearing loss. Researchers say half of the people between 12 and 35 are at risk for a hearing loss due in part to exposure to loud sounds, including loud music pumped through personal devices in their ears. Hearing loss is already a problem with older people, with the condition now experienced by one-third of the Americans between 64 and 75. Today, joining us on the show is Monica Murray. She's a doctor of audiology with United Healthcare and a nationally recognized hearing health expert. Here today, she's going to talk about hearing loss and the ways that we can protect ourselves, protect our hearing, especially by trying to prevent loud noises induced to hearing loss. Welcome to the show, Monica.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you. So let's dive in. How prevalent is hearing loss?
Well, you may be surprised to know that hearing loss is the third most common chronic health condition in the United States. As you mentioned, there's about 48 million adults that experience some degree of hearing loss. That can be in part due to exposure of loud sounds, and that causes irreversible damage, even for people in their young ages. As we become older, hearing loss is more common, and it affects about 50% of individuals that are over the age of 75.
Why is it so important to help people maintain or improve our hearing?
I'd like to think of it as not just treating the hearing loss, but treating the whole person. Mm-hmm. Because helping people maintain or improve their hearing health can really improve their overall well-being. It can help reduce the risk of falls and other health conditions associated with untreated hearing loss, such as depression and dementia. There's actually a study published this past summer called the ACHIEVE study, which found that using hearing aids reduced the rate of cognitive decline in older adults who are at risk of dementia by almost 50% over a three-year period.
What health implications does hearing loss cause?
If you are continuously exposed to noise, it can cause stress, anxiety, depression, high blood pressure, heart disease, and many other problems. Yeah, so some people are at higher risk for hearing loss. You know, those people that are exposed to loud noise or work in a noisy environment. Maybe some medications they take may increase hearing loss. Men are especially vulnerable, and individuals over the age of 40.
Wow. So what are some social or mental health implications of hearing loss?
Well, hearing loss can really cut off individuals from friends and family. I don't know about you, but I can think back to some family members who maybe I noticed would sit in the corner at family dinners, or they'd stop going out to eat with friends or doing, you know, those social things that they really like to do. Mm-hmm. And looking back, I think it's probably because they weren't hearing and they didn't want to bother people and say what all the time, or it was just too difficult. So they withdrew and isolated, and that can really cause some, you know, depression and loneliness.
Okay. So can you please share some examples of how exposure to loud noise can cause hearing loss quickly and or gradually over time? And I need this because I'm in music and I listen to a lot of music, and in church, there's loud music, there's drums, I sit by the drums. Okay, just help me, help me.
Well, if you need to, if you're in loud noise, wear hearing protection whenever you can.
Okay.
But, you know, hearing loss can occur from like a loud single exposure, such as like a gunshot or a firework near your ear. Mm-hmm. But more often, hearing loss occurs over time from damage to repeated exposure to loud sounds. The louder the sound, the shorter time it takes for damage to occur. Mm-hmm. But if you're leaving those loud places and your ears are ringing, mm-hmm. Chances are the sound that you were exposed to was too loud, so you really should be either turning down the volume if you can, changing where you're sitting or wearing some hearing protection.
So I know there are some self-made ear protection, like tissue you can stuff in your ear, or they actually have the little ear things that you can stick in your ear. So those are good, right?
Yeah, exactly. The tissue, I get worried that maybe something will break off and get stuck in your ear, and that would cause a whole other set of problems.
Okay.
But there are, just some foam earplugs you can easily get, at your local pharmacy or drugstore.
Got it. And it's so funny because my church actually provides those for the church members because it can get loud in there. Is hearing loss irreversible?
No, unfortunately, once your hearing is gone, it is gone, and you cannot get it back. And sometimes you may have hearing loss before you even notice that you do.
Mm-hmm. So what about hearing aids?
Hearing aids today are much better than they were in the past. Maybe you have this idea of, what people used to wear, but today you can hardly even tell people have them in. They're so cosmetically appealing.
Mm-hmm.
They're very sophisticated. They compare to Bluetooth devices, your cards, your phones. You can control the volume and program. So anyone who maybe thinks that a hearing aid makes you look old, I would really have you reconsider and get your hearing tested and see what options are out there.
Does hearing aids help if you're losing your hearing, or does it help like if you have completely lost it?
No, so hearing aids will help you hear better in situations where you need help, but it won't help stop any hearing loss that you have.
Okay.
And like I said, using a hearing aid will help, all those other health conditions. So treating the hearing loss helps you with all those other health conditions.
Got it. Okay. What are some of the many steps people can take to prevent hearing loss or treat the condition if they are currently experiencing it?
Okay, well, I'm going to speak to you on this one, is being in the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
We all are, wearing headphones or earbuds all the time. So I'm going to encourage you to follow a 60-60 rule. And that means limiting the use of your headphones or earbuds to no more than 60 minutes at a time at no more than 60% of the volume. So if someone's sitting next to you and they can hear the sound coming out, the sound is really too loud.
Okay.
This is one thing you can do. You can limit the exposure to really loud sounds to no more than 20 minutes at a time, and certainly use hearing protection when you're in those environments.
Got it.
And then, really talk to either your doctor or hearing health professional and get your hearing tested to see what your current baseline is.
Got it. Okay. Is seeking treatment one of the biggest challenges to hearing loss?
Yeah, I think that especially when people are in the early stages of hearing loss, they think, oh, it's going to get better, or, this will go away, and they can really compensate by making volume on devices louder, so they don't get treatment right away, and, they think that things are going to improve eventually, which, we learned earlier that the hearing, it doesn't reverse itself, it is permanent, so once people get tested, I think they're on the right path, but they are reluctant oftentimes to get treatment.
And then somebody might think that is normal. Can you repeat yourself? Can you say it louder and not really think about, okay, I'm losing my hearing, or it's just in that moment, I can't hear what they're saying to me.
So, yep.
Okay. So, how is hearing loss tested?
Okay. Well, it's easy. If you have a relationship with your, primary care physician, there's a physical exam, they could do a screening there. There's actually apps that you can do. If you don't want to go out into the world and test it, you can download an app and see how you're hearing. Or you can, go to a hearing health professional, audiologist or hearing instrument specialist. And kind of like back when you're in kindergarten, you put the headphones on and let people know when you hear the beep.
That sounds good. How is it treated?
Maybe you just have something simple like you have wax in your ear, and then they can remove the wax. That's a simple approach. But
Now that's a lot of wax. No, I'm so serious. If you have that much wax where it is affecting your hearing, come on.
Sometimes. Yeah, but most commonly, especially for age-related hearing loss, a hearing aid is going to be the best option. And as I mentioned, they're really sophisticated devices. that work great in all types of environments.
Dr. Monica, you have really, really been a help to us today here on Real Talk with your host, Bridget Hurt. We have been discussing hearing loss, how to prevent it, you know, how to treat it, how to get tested for it. So I really appreciate you sharing your knowledge with us, because knowledge is power, and Dr. Monica is somebody. So thank you for joining us again for Real Talk.
Thanks for having me. And if your listeners want more information, they can check us out at www.uhchearing.com or www.wishofalifetime.org.
I appreciate that, and thank you for helping me remember that. All right. Thank you, and you have a great day.
Thanks. Great chatting with you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.